Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We've got an amazing show for you tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, wow. Mark McCloskey, Louisville attorney who confronted an angry mob of AR-15 and his wife with the silver pistol that were protesters that threatened to burn down his house and do all kinds of damage to a bunch of people. Now he's under fire and he's under investigation. I mean, you're not going to want to do anything. Someone's going to come in here and go to rob my wife and rape her, and I'm afraid to do something because I'm going to be charged with murder even though he's got a gun and he's trying to do stuff to us. With just 125 days until the election, Amazon-owned streaming service Twitch has temporarily banned the official account of President Donald J. Trump over hateful conduct. Right. That's not biased. No. The silent majority is huge because what's happening is you're going to have a crap ton of people who are not going to say, they're just keeping their mouth closed and I'm voting for Trump. They're not going to say a dang word. My producer is sure to help fix that. Thank you. Because like I tried to do it. It's my beautiful wife, the producer. She knows like I do that God's in control.
Well, we got a big answer to prayer today.
We got a big, I'll get into that. Okay, huge answer to prayer. Sounds more like Germany when Hitler was trying to take over as these people try to silence. Everyone tries to silence our viewpoint. Like, how dare you stand up for America? There's a Connecticut Republican that's like, we need to sit there and change the Democratic Party name because it's offensive. They might as well just call it the Anti-American Socialist Party because that's what they are and that's what they want. They'd be like, yeah, see, the Democratic Party has ties to America and we want to eliminate all ties, so they'd probably be for it.
I'm trying to figure out, I can't remember who it was, but someone said the statue of Barack Obama was offensive.
Yeah.
Can we take it down?
Yeah.
Statues are all offensive, you know.
Mm-hmm. McHenry on Pelosi, and she's coming out saying that Russia has, that they have dirt on Trump.
Oh, Lord.
And that's why Trump was never given classified anything. This whole bull crap with this, Trump was not given anything.
Yeah, they're just getting ready for the next 4 years.
Yeah. If you don't know, we had 60 people shot and 16 killed over the weekend in Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago. I'm still waiting for the protest. But, you know, where's all this Black Lives Matter? LeBron James is going to do a political media company with like $100 million. That's all we need is another social justice media thing. I mean, really? I mean, the NBA is already going to be losing fans faster than the hot air out of Nancy Pelosi's head. Because they're supposedly working on plans to have Black Lives Matter on both sides of the court.
You know that won't ever be allowed in our house.
Oh, no. Who? I mean, there's tons of people that say that if that happens, they're done. It's just ridiculous. I'm going to get into this. I also want to get into the fact that they say that, like, a lot of today's weed is 57 to 67% more potent than it was way back into the 70s. And I'm going to get into that. And you know, Manchester United dominated today, getting 3 points. Granted, despite Hove Albion, but they're not a bad team, and we dominated. So thank you for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. Don't forget Hebrews 12:2. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and protects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, He endured the cross, discarding its shame. Now he is sealed in the place of honor beside God's throne. Hebrews 12:2, New Living Translation. Thank you so much. Think about that. Wherever you are going through your day today, thank you so much for tuning in. Patrick's Corner will be happening tonight. I think he's got a Fender because his normal guitar is getting worked on. So when you're done here, check out Patrick Norris and Patrick's Corner. It's a great time. He pulls out his guitar and plays. But welcome to the program, folks. Welcome. We're having some issues. I can't get into 100% of it in case we do something. But, like, you know, there was an old one of my favorite comedians is Jerry Seinfeld, and he did, "Well, I'm telling you for the last time," he pulls out this container. He goes, "This medication's got 0.03 tetrodotoxin. It's got a good amount of that in there. Glad I found this one. Got it before anyone else did." And, you know, where do you find strength anymore in the super? You can't. It's either extra strength or maximum strength. Find the maximum allowable dose, and we'll back it off just enough. Find out what will kill you and back it off. Just, and everything has to be...
Storm did a number on our plant out here. That new purple one I just bought.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's visible.
But it's one of those things that... And this medication that we gave our cat for fleas and ticks, we can't get that anymore. So this is a newer version of it. Same company, everything, but stronger, da-da-da-da-da. Well, the stuff that we had before worked. Why did we have to change it? Why does it have to, if it works, what? Sorry, folks, but I'm going on a little bit of a rant. Because what's wrong with Cool Ranch Doritos? They were perfect. Well, we got to make them even cooler, even stronger. The new ones are nasty. I would throw them in the garbage. If you work for Frito-Lay, and yet I hate those. Why do they change stuff? Leave stuff alone. When it's perfect, leave it alone. But, you know, I'm going to get into something here after this, but if I remember. But it's a stronger one, and because of that, he developed an autoimmune disease. And yesterday, we got blood work to see how his liver function was doing and our cat's liver function. I guess it's okay because they said he has diabetes because his blood sugar was super high. So they did another test with that blood to see how long it had been high. And I guess it wasn't really high for a long time at all. Therefore, he doesn't have it. Because if it had been like a week or 2 weeks, okay, that's how long he'd had the diabetes. But since it came back negative for the diabetes, he guess he didn't have it. But he still has an autoimmune disease. So, but we're grateful he doesn't have diabetes. But they're still monitoring it to make sure. But I'm wondering if it was a cause and an effect from him being super, like, gung-ho because of all the pheromones and everything and doing all this stuff. I think, you know, that's what they think was the rise. How are you going to get an accurate blood sugar from him? Because he's always going to be like that when he goes to the vet. But my quick little rant is, I'm one of those people that, like, I remember as a kid going to Showbiz Pizza. Well, Showbiz got turned into Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm one of those people like, okay, maybe Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz were pretty close to the same, but you look at Chuck E. Cheese now, I'm like, oh, I thought that would have been something fun to go to. Well, what was I thinking, you know? Now it's like it. But I kind of feel like all these companies that when these two companies merge into the one and become this one company, the companies that merge, I preferred the one that it didn't become. Like, I preferred Showbiz over this Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid, but I didn't have Chuck E. Cheese. Just maybe I'm comparing two different eras, so it's not a fair comparison. But, like, Factory Card Outlet used to have tons of cards. It was amazing. You can get all, because I'm a card dude. I love handing out cards, me and my wife. I mean, there's times where, oh, wow, I found, whoops, I guess I did get three anniversary cards, but I just space them out and give her all three. But I thought Factory Card was way better. But they got bought out by Party City, and that's what we're stuck with. I think Singular Wireless was better than AT&T.
Here's my thing. We need something to do with all the cards.
Yeah.
We don't want to throw them away. But We got so many.
Yeah.
Because we used to live in two different states, and we got each other two or three at least every time we saw each other.
Yeah,
because
that was a, and that's, you know, and it's like, it just seems like when, like, yeah, this company, I prefer this one, and then when they merge, the company that I wrote it, I was with this one, and now I'm this company. It's like, you can't win, but anyways. You know, it's getting, because I guess this Louisville lawyer now is, they're investigating him, I guess, to make sure he did everything legitimate. I don't know. You come onto my property, the door's locked for your protection, not mine. But now it's going to get to the point where people are going to come in, and they're going to come after you. And if you defend yourself, they're going to be the ones that are, I know they trespass and everything, but yeah, you can't defend yourself. Yeah, you need to just let them loot and riot your house and burn it down. Yeah. Really? They're being investigated? Pretty soon, cops are going to sit there and get shot at, and when they fire back, though the cop was shot at, and he did fire back because he was shot at, and he killed the suspect, he is being suspended without pay, pending an investigation for the murder of a meth head who has been in and out of prison 17 times. Well, you have AOC coming out. Well, that $1 billion for defunding the New York Police Department, that's not enough. We need to take more money. No, what we need to do is, yeah, all these people that don't want to fund the cops, yeah, we're having to defund the cop rally. And can you send some police? We need some security. Oh, I don't want guns, but I have an entourage of people behind me. I'm Joe Biden, and I'm going to take your Second Amendment right away. But I have 17 people behind me, fully loaded and armed. I got snipers everywhere. But you shouldn't own a gun. I'm Joe Biden, and I'm running for Senate. And I need you to get me your vote. Because it's Super Friday, and I'm more competent. The country is not being run by Trump, and I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm more qualified than Obama to run this country. So if you can, I don't know, but I'm Obama or Biden or whatever. I don't know who I am, but. Really there, Joe? Really there? I don't know who I am, Joe.
Did you notice someone, I noticed, heard someone calling into Sean Hannity with, like, at the end there, he repeated two or three times, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't get off the stage. I'm going to get in trouble if I don't. And he looked panicked. Makes me wonder what they're doing. I'm serious.
Like they have like set questions with set answers that they're trying to get him to memorize, and once he does it, leave.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't.
Yeah.
Make a mistake.
Yeah. And he's gonna get in trouble. What that means, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
want to see him on stage.
I don't know if mentally he could do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
It would expose him because if. They do it like a Zoom thing. They could do a Zoom debate to where it's a CGI of him. It's not actually him. And you would never know it. But it's just one of those things. I mean, you have Amazon's Twitch platform temporarily banning Trump for hateful conduct. Well, you can't ban. So let me get this straight. So you're, I don't know, you're playing publisher, but you're not a published, you can't sit there and ban people and say, okay, hey, yeah, that's not correct. You can't sit there and be like Facebook and tell people that this is fake content. That's not real. And if you're an objective platform, everything has to go. You can't say you're a publisher and be support freedom. You know, if you can't do it. You can't sit there and say, okay, well, I am a this is a private platform, but we're going to tell you, we're going to publish and say what's fake and what's not. If you're a private platform, it's a double standard. If we don't have freedom in this country anymore, it's what's funny, and it's not funny, but I was given when I talked to people, and you have translators, and when you have videos and you have people from Germany that when Obama's president, they're like, everything I see going on in Barack Obama's presidency right now reminds me of when Hitler was coming into power. And people made fun of us. Oh, well, see this quote? This is something Obama's using. Well, translate that into German, and this is what Hitler used. Oh, really? You buy that? Really? Now you have people from Venezuela who were born in Venezuela who have come here, and they're Americans now, and they're like, I don't want to be political. I hate being political, but I see everything that happened in Venezuela leading up to this collapse of our economy in Venezuela happening here. Wake up. Wake up. These Western ideological objects were being destroyed and taken down, like Christopher Columbus and stuff in Venezuela. When they're taking, hold on. I'm back. But when you take these Black Lives Matter people and these protesters that are burning union and then they're trashing things that support what they're claiming to be about. Oh, this is a nod to a black regiment that fought in the Civil War. Oh, let's destroy it. They don't know what they're...
I don't think they care.
They're being paid to riot and vandal. They don't understand. At least, I don't know where that video... Where was that cop video? Was it Detroit or whatever, or D.C., where those people were trying to do stuff to this police car and the cop floored it and knocked him over?
I'm not 100% sure I'm not the quote.
I'm not... I want to say I want to say D.C. or Detroit, but we're not sure.
We're not 100%
sure, but... Finally, okay, hey, you're going to sit there... When the white Mexican killed that black guy and they were protesting in the streets and stuff, and I had cops tell me, well, 99, every highway I know of, you can't be on the highway. So if they're holding hands and trying to block you from going, why aren't people going? Why aren't people moving? Almost look like a funnel cloud, folks, but it's not.
Well, by 7 o'clock, we're supposed to have a storm.
But it's just one of those things. These kids don't understand. Okay, let me get this straight. And then I did a video and I asked this question. And I'm going to ask this question again. Okay, give me a bottle. That bottle. The bottle. You know, AJ, yeah, AJ. Okay, this is offensive to people because this harbors back to slavery. She was a slave. Can you believe that? She was a slave. Nancy Green was a slave. How dare? I'm offended. How dare you? The Confederacy, the Confederate flag is offensive because it harbors back to a time of racism. And you're a Democrat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Democrat. So you're... So can you support the taking down of all these Confederate statues, Confederate leaders, these racist symbols like Aunt Jemima and removing of the Native American on Land O'Lakes and all this stuff? Can you support removing all that, all the while supporting the very party that has 100% ties to all of this? Can you support trying to erase the history of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow laws and all that stuff that happened? Can you be for erasing all that history, but supporting the very party that has 100% ties to all that? Can you be a Democrat, but be against removing all that stuff? Can you do that? That's something you have to answer. If you think you can support and say you're a Democrat, but want to remove everything that they stood for in the past, and most of them still do. I mean, the Democratic, I'm talking time for time. I'm not talking like, because there's a lot of people that claim, well, sorry, okay, the Confederate flag switched. There was a time when it was racist, now it's not. So if you think the Democratic Party switched and now they supposedly like black people, well, guess what? So did the Confederate flag. It switched too. It's no longer racist. Got to stand with that guy from Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back Part 2. I'm bringing back the term porch monkey. I'm bringing it back. I mean, that's this world we live in. Everyone's offended. Everyone's offended by everything. And I'm offended by all this Democratic stuff, so I'm going to get rid of this Democratic history, but I call myself a Democrat. Can you support the two? And I'm talking not then for then. Because, I mean, it's just, I just see this country falling apart and going in the wrong direction 100%. Prove me I'm wrong. Show me how we're not being fundamentally transformed. Show me how this country and how long do you think people are going to watch the NBA or the NFL if they have Black Lives Matter spray painted on the fields or on the basketball courts? When people are waking up and realizing, okay, well, there were 60 people shot in Chicago and 16 dead. Where's the circus? They know that Black Lives Matter only cares about selective black lives.
I can't remember who shared this video, but there was this black girl, a guy shared it, of this black girl yelling at people for showing videos of the demonstration and stuff. Because it's helping the cops find the people who are doing it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
what
people are realizing is this is a tool that they can use and this is a tool we can use.
Yeah.
And it's not taking, that's why nothing on Trump has stuck.
Yeah.
Because we can find the truth.
Yeah.
If this would have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and they would have done half, well, not even half, a quarter of what they've done to Trump, then he would have been railroaded out of office because we did not have any, because the mainstream media is on the Democrat side. We didn't have anyone there telling us the truth. We didn't. All we had was Fox News, and that was questionable. Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. That's all we had.
Yeah.
We did not have where you can go back, prove this is what Trump actually said and did, and this is what you reported.
Yeah. Yeah.
And prove the lies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm
here. No, but you're right. That's what gets me is how quickly, I mean, we're not talking like months. We're talking like within, okay, Nancy Pelosi supports this on Monday, is against it on Tuesday, supports it again on Wednesday, hates it on Thursday, supports it again. They flip-flop so much. I don't know how people can sit there and know what to support with a Democrat. But there's a crap ton of people that are under the table. Like, I'm not sticking my neck out. But come November, I know who I'm voting for, and it's not Biden. I think
then you have people like there's people I know who Yeah, if you ask me, I'll tell you, but I'm not going to volunteer it. I don't want to hear crap, and I don't want your polls to be right.
Yeah.
I want to mess with you.
Oh, I know.
And well, I'm not going to tell you about my vote for Trump. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, I mean, like seriously, like, I want to see, like, Iran even fails to convince Interpol to issue arrest warrant for Donald J. Trump.
That was hilarious. I'm sorry, that was...
Yeah,
hilarious.
But you think, like, Nancy Pelosi, you're going to say, okay, Trump, you need to serve your warrant. The arrest warrant has been issued by Iran. You better... We're going to make sure he serves that. Oh, really? Like they're going to come out... Sorry, Nancy Pelosi, but your friends in Iran are not going to get their wish. That dictator that got killed, that terrorist leader, yeah, he's gone. Sorry, I know you probably wanted to go to the funeral and everything and mourn, but you can't because you can't show your support for that guy because it would make you look bad. But
I would do it if it happened now, with everything going on. They didn't have his funeral like they did that war guy.
Oh, I know.
She can't even remember his name. Did you see that video?
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked about wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the very beginning. Like, $1.1 billion tax cut is not enough to the New York Police Department, really? Yeah, but I'm sure AOC's got her own personal bodyguards and protection and everything. It's like all these celebrities, oh, we need to ban guns, but then, okay, where's your security detail? What are they carrying? I mean, the silent majority is going. There are tons of people, especially in, I would consider myself a Democrat, but not after this Chaz. This Chaz and Chop, forget it. Bye-bye. I don't want nothing to do with that now because it's not my grandma's Democratic Party. We need to give this country back to God.
My mom said there was no Democrat Party after Kennedy.
Yeah. Oh, there's not. There's not. I mean, this country is falling apart. And we got to give this country back to God because he's the one that did it. He's the one that got us here, you know. Oh, please, please, please don't forget to like, comment, share. I got PayPal if you want to donate. This ain't cheap to run this show. But thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to comment. Let me know you're out there. Like, whatever. Let me know you're watching. Because it's not till I'm over that I have, hey, 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 people. I don't know who's watching or whatever. So it just lets me know who's out there. But thank you so much for tuning in. But there's all these people that, oh, like even Joe Biden's wife came out and said, like, oh, there's all these people that are going to vote for Joe Biden. I don't think so. I don't think so. They're Joe Biden. A lot of Republicans are going to go vote for Joe. Trump supporters are delusional. Yeah, I'm racist. I'm delusional. I'm a deplorable. I'm everything. Trump calls me an American. Yeah, I'm delusional? Okay, well, if standing for the American flag, standing for freedom, is delusional, then I stand with that. Supporting a president that wants me to be able to defend myself, if you think I should be disarmed so that the people can govern me, then that's scary. Scary. Did Christopher Columbus do some immoral things? Show me a more freer country. Show me a better country to live in than America. I would rather have what Christopher Columbus did, some of the immoral things he did to give us this country we have today. I would rather have that any day of the week. Show me a freer country. There's a video, and it's hilarious, where... Because in England, they have a lot of closed-circuit TVs everywhere. For security. You know, it's kind of like how much security you're willing to give up for freedom? None. And one of them is facing right at this guy's living room. So he gets like Halo, like that game where it's like that robot kind of guy. that you play him. It's kind of like a robot costume like that, and they go out and they have this animatronic robot thing go, and then these cops all, because they see it on the closed circuit TV, so they go running to find out what this thing is. Oh, it's hilarious.
It'd be worse.
Oh, I'd be way worse, right? But it's just like, hey, this is aimed right at my window. You can watch me.
Right.
It's a violation of privacy, but, you know, hey, it's a different strokes for different folks.
If someone sees me naked, it's my fault. If they sit and stare for 20, 30 minutes, it's theirs.
Yeah. I've always been told that. If I'm getting dressed and someone sees me getting undressed, that's my fault. I apologize if you saw me naked. If you stare for half an hour, that's your problem. Well, I had to watch you for it. No, you didn't. What do you mean you had to watch? What, did someone have a gun to your head? But that's the world we live in, folks. You know, and this whole world is falling apart. 60 people shot and 16 killed over the weekend in Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago. Where is the outrage on all those shot and killed? I thought Black Lives Mattered. I thought they did. Was I wrong? Did I miss the memo? You're going to paint Black Lives Matter on NBA courts when Black Lives really don't matter? And if you argue they do, then where are the protests? Where are the riots? Where is the people going off about those? It's conservatives, once again, shoving the statistics of all these black people getting shot and most of them killed in Chicago and in Georgia and in New York and all over the whole United States. We're the ones, the Democrats aren't shoving those statistics. And they're not saying there's no Al Sharpton there. There's no circus. They can't make, how does that help them? How can they, sort of like when Barack Obama was president and the gas price was actually higher than under Bush, when the whole time Bush was president, well, that oil tycoon and his oil buddies. Yeah, that's why we have such a high gas price. And when Obama was president, it was higher, and that talk about gas price was not, you never heard about it once. Well, I still remember when 9/11 happened, and you had, at least where I lived, like mile-long lines, people at the gas station trying to get gas, and they increased the price of gas, all this stuff. And everyone's, and
gas went up over $4 a gallon.
And everyone's like, why the, everyone was like wondering, what the heck, what do you mean? And it's like, well, what would that 9/11, how would that instantly make gas go up? It wouldn't. And they said that it was wrong, and they ordered all these gas stations locally to lower the prices. And the next morning, I got gas for way cheaper than it was at the start of 9/11. The gas price when 9/11 started, like that morning, if you went to a gas station by 9/11, on 9/11 that morning before it happened, what the price was, I paid less for it the next day. And there were people that stood in line for like 2 hours to try to get gas because there's going to be no gas, 9/11, what do we do? Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just one of those.
Well, honestly, what I think happened is, you work at a gas station, they come and fill up the tanks. The station has bought that gas that's in that tank. Let's say they buy it for $2 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They normally will sell it $2.50, $2.70 so they can make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when 9/11 happened, and this is why they got in trouble, they had gas there. But two things happened. One, they had a run on it, just like we did with toilet paper, with the stupid coronavirus. They had a run on it. People, I don't know why.
They thought it would go up.
Well, yeah. Plus, no one's ever answered this question for me, but within hours, they knew who did 9/11. They knew the 19 people. And they were from Big Oil. They were from Saudi Arabia, right? And that made OPEC and the oil companies, everything, Wall Street, well, the financials just took a plummet.
Yeah.
That's why the gas prices fluctuated like they did.
Well, it was like almost instantly after.
Because they had, well, gas the gas, let's say the mobile gas station, okay.
They didn't know
they
that.
They were going to have a shortage and thought prices were going to go up anyway, so we'll just jack them up. Didn't think people would put two and two together and get in trouble. Because they already bought the gas that was in the tank.
And they said, why did, and yeah, but like in Indiana, they said, what makes you think the gas is just going to go up because of 9/11? There was no evidence
oil.
Of it. Yeah, but what? I mean, there's no proof. There's nothing you could actually definitively say that because of this, that they could actually prove that. And it was price gouging.
Well, yeah, that's what it boils down to, yes. Right, yeah.
Now, if 9/11
like got people on Amazon and eBay and all them in trouble because they tried to sell hand sanitizer and toilet paper for three things of it for like $50 or whatever, that was gouging.
And the thing people don't realize too is if 9/11 hadn't happened, they could have done that and they could have gotten away with it. Because hey, if I charge $10 per gallon of gas, you're gonna pay it. So, but since I thought that because of this COVID-19 thing that they would try to make some excuse to make gas prices go up. And someone said, oh, well, because of what's going on, no one's driving a car, so the gas prices are going to plummet. So, who knows? I don't know. It's just anything to try to make a buck, you know, just like this just like all this crap going on in this world right now. They're trying to do everything in their power to have this country fall apart so that they can get Trump out.
Well, not only that, bring socialism in. He's just standing in the way. And like with this stimulus that they gave us. They gave it to us with this hand, and they take it back with inflation and everything. And this.
Yep.
So they didn't give us anything.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. When it comes to this country, this is what I honestly see. Now, I've said this before. You take a national bank. We don't have a national bank in America. Yeah, we do. It's called the Federal Reserve. How do we get the national bank in America if no one's going to support one? Well, we'll call it the Federal. We'll change the name a little bit. Make it more appealing. How can we try to make Chuck E. Cheese appealing to adults when you're not going to play the crappy games? The pizza's horrible.
The pizza is great, just so you know, and the games are fun. I used to work at this
90,
I used to, which is basically a Chuck E. Cheese, and I've taken my nieces and melted Chuck E. Cheese.
A lot of people, well, that's the number one complaint they have, is the food is horrible.
And they're just too
boozy. But anywho, how do you get, how do we get socialism in America, call it liberalism, when the majority of Americans are not going to support socialism, they're not going to vote it in? How do we get it in? I kind of feel like if Bernie Sanders would have gotten in as the nominee, it could have been capitalism versus socialism, the ultimate battle. And if Trump won, they would know that they realize that the American people, for the 90%, are not going to. Yeah, I'm a Democrat, let's say. I'm not, but people are Democrats, but they don't support socialism. How do we get socialism in America when the majority of people will never support it or vote for it. And I feel it's happening right now. I feel it's happening. I feel that's what's going on in this country. They're trying to bring social, they're trying to bring chaos into this country. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm afraid that even if Trump gets in, that they're just going to start rioting. It's going to, like what happened when he won last time, it's going to be 10 times worse. I fear that. Because they can't handle a free market capitalist society. These kids don't know anything. They're not taught history. So here, if I'm going to be given $2,000 from George Soros to destroy places and burn stuff down, great. I don't know what I stand for because I'm marching for this. But when I talk to the kid, you find out that, that's what that means. Well, I'm not for that. I'm against that. I didn't know. Yeah, that's what vetting means. You want to make sure that people are coming in here that are safe. Look at this COVID-19. You have people that are freaked out about this dang pandemic, but then, we need to have an open border and let people in this country who we have no idea what vaccines they have or what shots they've been given or whatever. But hey, it's just one of those things, folks. I need a Snickers. But yeah, it's one of those things that you don't get. I don't get. And how these kids just don't, like, I'm just going to start.
Honestly, this is, I believe, what happens when you start spanking kids. If I think about this, you know how when you were a kid and for Halloween, you thought the Nazi symbol was cool,
mm-hmm.
and you dressed up, you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
It's not like you had a uniform or anything.
Yeah.
You just sewed a bunch of patches on something. Your dad taught you.
Yeah, he educated me.
What would your dad have done if you would have went out to destroy monuments, especially being a vet?
Oh, my dad would have.
He would have just taught you history. He would have shown you some history.
Yeah, my dad. I would have been I'd have been treated like this. I'd have been. My ass would have been beaten.
Mine too. I was too. We respected our parents. We respected history. I don't know. I mean, your sister, my brothers. I don't know anyone in our family, aunts, cousins. I don't know anyone, there's a few of my cousins in West Virginia, that second cousins that are Democrat, that even them don't know their history and know that this is wrong, but all of their uncles and dads were World War II vets, so they know.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone in our families who would let their kids do this or would have thought about doing this.
Yep.
I don't get it. This is why, we can't hurt their feelings.
Well, this is the problem, and Carlos Mencia said it best, and not for the easily offended. When I was a kid, if I got dropped off a mile down the road, the bus driver dropped me off, my mom would have said, "What did you do? Why did the bus driver have to drop you off a mile away from the house? I'm going to call the school Coletta, and trust me, I got a knife, and you're going to get stabbed once by me and probably 50 times if you lied to me about what you did to have the bus. Now, I want to know why you dropped my son a mile away from home. I've got an attorney on hold right now. You're being sued. How dare you do that?" The kid could burn down the school, and they would side with the kid, not the school.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You know, when I was a kid, they, if you ask a question and you didn't know it, you got put in the corner. They didn't have dunce hats. You put in the corner and you studied until you could answer the questions. Now, teacher, parent of teacher, attacked and thrown in the corner because she didn't answer the question. Now you got like retarded people that can be in like a class that's like very, I mean, just someone that's not like, I'm not trying to downplay anyone because I love them all. But everyone has to have a trophy. Everyone has to be number one to where even the kid that has developmental disabilities is like a genius in the class because, and it's great that they make them feel that way, but you don't have a person that's best for being best. When I was a kid, okay, you may not win. Well, everyone's going to be a winner in this spelling bee. We're not going to have, no, you have a winner and you have a loser.
There's a way you can make them feel where
they're accepted.
You don't have to make them feel worthless because they don't know.
Yeah.
Or they have an issue.
Yeah.
But you can also let, I knew I wasn't the smartest in the classroom. I strove to be better.
Yeah.
If I knew that I didn't have to do any, if I knew in a certain class or whatever, the teacher was an easy mark, you really, all you basic, you had to do just the basics, and everybody knew it from last year, this is what they told you, you just had to do the basics and you were going to sail through the class. Everybody, guess what everybody did? Just the basics. They did not strive to be the best. They didn't care.
Yeah.
Unless you were a nerd. Sorry, that wasn't right. But.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
If I knew I had to work my butt off, I tried to work my butt off.
Yeah. You know, when I went to school, they made you feel accepted. But, hey, you're not the best. Sorry, but.
I live two blocks away from the school, and your mom worked at the school, so at school, we barely got by with anything.
Oh, I know. I'm going to quit getting into this because I'm almost out of, I got like 11 minutes and I haven't even talked about this, but they're saying now that like cannabis, compared to the 70s, is like 56 to 67% more potent. And I think now, it is, now that, because like, they try to make it, there are people like, I mean, I'm sorry, but like, if you're gonna, if you use cannabis to where it can tranquilize an elephant, how enjoyable is that?
If you want to sleep, very.
Yeah, but if you're like, okay, I mean, it's like, I mean, that's what I think this world's coming to. Like, let me see here. I'm gonna get this. This right here has 1,000,000,000% THC and it's got 1,000,000,000 milligrams. It's so strong. You know, it's like these people, like out there used to be a guy on YouTube, I don't think he's probably not even alive, and he'd chug like a whole bottle of vodka in a video, or like a whole bottle of Jack Daniels, do these stupid, like ridiculous stunts, and like, probably dead, wouldn't surprise me. I'm going to shave in like under 30 seconds, because you had to in the most, and there are these, you know.
I remember you explaining
shoe nice.
To your dad.
Yeah.
Straight race. He didn't understand why you liked it.
Like his name was Shoe Nice. And if he's alive, okay. But, and these people, like, oh, well, we're not, it goes back to the, what happened to smoking and joint, eating a Twinkie, going to bed, was that for, no, we got to make it stronger, faster, bigger, longer. Okay, this stuff is, this is pure THC, and we're going to add this to the weed, so it's even 10 times stronger. Then we're going to put this even more concentrate onto it to get even more concentrated before you know it. Like, dude, why can't you just get...
And then you have problems like our cat does.
Yeah, because everything... Yeah, instead of saying, okay, hey, here's what was wrong with 10% THC that can give you the pain relief you needed and you can still do... I mean, you take stuff now and it's like... Okay, I'm supposed to go to today, but I I took one hit. I can't. That's not
enjoyable.
That's not enjoyable. That's, and this is coming from someone who supports medical cannabis. And it's getting to be ridiculous because, okay, well, all you need is one joint to last you a month because you take one hit and you're. And then that should wake up people, because this is coming from somebody that supports it. And that's what they try to do. And instead of trying to, okay, well, let's get a medium, let's get a balance here. You know, it's, you got to treat everything with respect. You know, you can have a glass of wine and be okay. It's when you have 50 glasses of wine that you got a problem.
Know your limits.
Know your limits.
You know, you can do it with food. I'd be on the top of my pastor about this. The one thing you don't hear preached on the pulpit is gluttony. It doesn't matter if it's food, money, whatever. You can glutton. You can hoard. You can want. Anything.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be alcohol or drugs.
It can be donuts.
Exactly. It could be cereal. It could be candy. It could be chips. I'm a salt person. I would like potato chips. You know, chips and cheese. Can I sit there and pass on cookies and cake like that?
Yes.
Yes. My husband loves cookies, cakes, and donuts.
Yeah. Wow, folks, it is getting ready to come. Holy.
It is coming down.
The angry wrath of God is here.
Scare the cat.
Get right with God. And as I move on, folks, we need, and there's moderation with everything, and that's the thing. I mean, when you look for something for pain relief, and it's like, I remember they were going to look at getting rid of the Lortabs and stuff, and it's like, okay, you're going to go from like a Tylenol Darvocet to something like so strong, like, okay, the lowest dose is going to be way too. You're on 5.5 Lortabs at the time, and we may have to go from that to like a something that's twice as strong as a 10. And it's like there's no middle ground, and that's where we're headed. And if you didn't catch the game today against Brett Hove Albion, we won 3-0. Bruno Fernandez got 2 goals, and
the United fan just tweeted out their stats, his stats.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It was awesome. I mean, I tell you, we get some more players and get a really good bench. We got a great team. It's playing like the old days. It's great, and it's good to see Bruno Fernandez doing well. And I see people. I mean, I guess there's talk that we've put in a 50 million pound bid for Jadon Sancho, and I think it might go to 80, and then so.
They're stupid if they don't take it.
Yeah, if they say, hey, we're offering you 80 million, you want 100, but with this market, take it. 80 is a lot. I mean, heck, I'll take it. See, I was getting into this with someone. I'm like, look at this lottery. They got 259 million. No, but they won 500 and some. Like 531 million, but after taxes, I'm like, yeah, I'd take 200 and some million, but it's like, I watched the show, Michael the Producer, and it's like, you go in these houses, I'm like, I could be there 5 years and probably, well, it's so big, you probably wouldn't, I didn't know this existed, and you were there 5 years, you know, and it's just nice to see that we're going in the right direction. It's going to be interesting to see if we keep going and keep doing, so. You know, I think I'm the one that say Ollie might be main. I don't know how long he'll be there, but he might be another Alex. He might start off like, oh, we need to get rid of him, and then turns the club around because he's doing everything right now. He's got everything on five cylinders, and he's trying to get in. I think he needs to force the owner. He needs to get some of the deadwood and say, okay, get some of the deadwood to go and say, here you go. I'm getting rid of the deadwood. You need to get me some players now. I'm getting money for these people. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens. I guess we're supposed to be really soon where I live, get very, very bad storms. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm getting ready to go to sleep last night. And there's a loud explosion. So something hit, lightning hit something. I don't know where you live, but there's been lots of power outages where we are from here all over.
I'm sitting at a client's house, halfway done, bam. They lost power.
Because I was expecting halfway through the game to lose power or whatever, but I was able to get the game, and then I 5 minutes before halftime, I fell asleep for 10 minutes, and then woke up, but when you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to work, and then I don't have to be to work till 8 because we're shortened hours, so I go back to sleep till 6, and it's just one of those things that. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward. But I just see some positive things at Ollie, and I see him staying at the club for a while and turning this club around. I like what he's got a team that's working, and I think if he can get some players in to create a strong bench so that if Bruno Fernandes comes out, we have some players to come in. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm excited. I'm really excited. We got to give this country first and foremost in this world to God, and that's what we got to do, it's just one of those things, and I think that's key, I always do a Bible quote every day for a reason. If you looked at this, as my wife is playing with me, look at what I said today in Hebrews 12:2. Give it to God.
That's what we did.
We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. And there's times where I think my wife panics a little bit, and then she's letting them well, we don't know anything yet. We haven't heard from God. God hasn't answered. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers, and I'm the same way. I'll sit there and I'll dah, dah, dah. But then that's why sometimes I'm until I know, I'm kind of like a mark. Until I know definitively, I don't want to tell anyone anything, because what if I say something and then it turns out that that's not the case, and then
I think the other way around. What if I don't say nothing and that's the worst case scenario?
Well, then you can gather, then you can compose yourself and say, okay, how do I address this and how do I tell people where it might be, but I'm not sure. Yeah, because my mom was calling me about Rascal. What's going on? The worry work. Oh, yeah, big time.
Sorry, I told her not to.
Well, yeah, you don't, yeah, if you folks know my mom, you'll understand. She, worry work. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you do. I hope you think about some of the questions I've asked over the last couple weeks. Watch John Schneider on YouTube. He asks questions, too. Look him up. Think about him. Answer them yourself. But with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.